بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. منقول ہے کہ حضرت محمد بن ترمذی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کے زمانے میں ایک زاہد بزرگ تھے جو آپ پر ہمیشہ اعتراض کرتے رہتے تھے. ڈیورنگ دا ٹائم آف حضرت محمد بن ترمذی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ اوور 1000 ایئرس اگو there was a Buzurg Zahid who always criticized him. Hazrat Muhammad bin Tirmidhi Rahmatullah was a very great wali of Allah Ta'ala. But this Buzurg, due to some misunderstanding, whatever he came into his mind, but he would always criticize Hazrat Muhammad bin Tirmidhi Rahmatullah. دنیا بھر میں آپ کی بس ایک چھوٹی سی جھونپڑی رہنے کے لیے تھی. حضرت ترمذی رحمۃ اللہ. دس از ناٹ دیٹ محدث امام ترمذی another ولی. He had a small hut in which to live, nothing else he had. اتفاق سے آپ کو سفر حجاز پیش آیا. سفر کے سے واپس آئے تو دیکھا کہ کتیا نے اس جھونپڑی میں بچے دے رکھے تھے. ہی وینٹ آن جرنی فار حج. وین آفٹر ہی ریٹرن بیک دین سو ان ساتھ اے ڈاگ شی ڈاگ ہیڈ سم پاپیز. He gave it, given birth to puppies and the dog, but the puppies, the mother dog was inside his heart. آپ نے نہ چاہا کہ اسے باہر نکال دیں. He did not feel proper to expel and to chase out the dog or the puppies. This was a feeling he had even for the animals, for the dog also. آپ 70 بار اس کے پاس اس خیال سے آتے اور جاتے رہے کہ شاید وہ از خود اپنے بچوں کو باہر لے جائے. اور اسے 70 ٹائمس وین کیم آتے سو ایونٹ آؤٹ اینڈ دین تھرو آؤٹ دا ڈے کیم 70 ٹائمس in and out, just looking in and out, looking at the dog, hoping that the dog will see him and then she will take her puppies and leave the hut. But the 70 times. Or unki wajah se usse takleef na ho. Yes, he does not want to give the dog takleef, difficulty, inconvenience, the dog. He wanted the dog to leave of her own accord. اسی رات اس زاہد بزرگ نے پیغمبر علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کو خواب میں دیکھا کہ آپ فرما رہے ہیں اے فلاں, تو اس شخص کے ساتھ برابری کرتا ہے جس نے 70 مرتبہ کتیا کے ساتھ موافقت کی ہے. In that night, this Zahid, this Buzurg, he saw in a dream Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam appearing to him. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, calling him by his name, that you want to compare yourself to that person, who has 70 times he conformed to the wishes of the dog. You know, 70 times he undertook the difficulty, rather than imposing any taklif or difficulty on the dog. And now you want to compare yourself to him. He never put the dog out. Agar saadat abdi chahta hai بہت تو اس کی خدمت کے لیے کمر بستہ ہو جاؤ. the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told me in a dream, if you want to gain eternal fortune and salvation in Akhirat, then be at all times in the service of him, in the service of Hazrat Muhammad bin Tirmizi. Or wo zahid, wo sheikh, ke salam ke jawab dene ke liye aar samajhte the, unhone uske baad sari zindagi unki khidmat mein guzar di. Then this shahid Buzurg, thereafter, he spent his entire life in the service of Hazrat Muhammad bin Tirmizi rahmatullahi. At first, he would feel it difficult even to respond to the salam, to say to the salam of Hazrat Muhammad bin Tirmizi, because he could sort of say, well, some whatever the reason came into this Buzurg's mind, he did not feel proper to even make salam to him. Then he spent, after Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's warning, he spent his entire life now in the service of this Buzurg. Sometimes, even a Buzurg person, no matter how great he can be, he also has a nafs. The nafs is with every insan, and sometimes he misunderstands his own self. In other words, he is unable to detect the spiritual illness in himself. He also may suffer some maybe of hasad and envy for this buzruk. That is also possible, and that out of envy, he was criticizing him. During the time of Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi alayhi, Adham Rahmanullah was the king of Balkh. When he abandoned the throne of Balkh, the very first day when he was in the forest, he came out with nothing left for the palace, and he donned the clothes of a shepherd and he set out. And when he was in the forest that evening, Allah Ta'ala sent an angel, a farishta, with a tray of food for him. He was a king, he gave up the throne. The food came to him, he was not impressed at all. Ibrahim Adham Rahman wasn't impressed. He did not feel proud that an angel has come. This food was not only delicious food. He was a king, and he had come out, he had sincerity, and he came out with another intention, another motive to search for Allah Ta'ala. In the same forest there was another Buzurg who was 40 years there in that forest and engaged in Zikrullah. This Buzurg, he saw this incident. There's a tray of food coming for Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi alayhi. So it occurred to him, to this Buzurg, I'm here 40 years, and his food would also come miraculously. Now, every morning and every evening, two rotis or two small loaves of bread would come, fresh bread would miraculously come to his place there, and he would eat that every day. But when he saw this, he thought that this person came only one day. The first day he came in this forest, and he is being honored in this manner. So in his heart he said, Ya Allah, I'm just here 40 years, and he only has come, he's one day only. So yet he's being honored in this manner. Then he heard the voice telling him that you must ponder, reflect who he is and who you are, and how come you came here. You were a farm worker, a farm laborer. From the morning till the night, you would work hard and perspire and sweat it out in the heat. And then one day, and what you would get from your master? Two pieces of bread you get to eat. Then one day you thought So much I must work for my rosy, so much, rather I will spend this time, the thing, in Allah Ta'ala's baad for dhikr, and Allah Ta'ala will make the arrangement for my risk. So he adopted tawakkul and he came out. Now you are sitting in this forest here in comfort. In comfort, you don't have to work, and you have the bread that comes to you is better quality. So if you are not satisfied with this risk coming to you in this manner, then your implements, your spade and whatever you had, it is still there where you left it under a certain tree. You can go there and take it and go back to the farm and work and earn your living. So immediately that Buddha fell down in sajda, making istighfar, understanding that how wrong he was in having thought in this manner. It was envious, yet it was jahasat. So this happens even to awliya also. Yes, it loves it, but everyone, one should always reflect on whatever you do, whatever you speak, whatever you think, you must reflect and try to fathom yourself. Am I not speaking now out of spite, out of envy, out of takabur? If you just give vent to whatever comes into your mind, someone angers you, you just immediately blurt out something. And then you say, no, I spoke the truth, whatever I spoke the truth. You spoke the truth, but what was the motive of speaking the truth? Maybe the truth you spoke, and maybe it's correct, but you must examine your intention, your need. What motivated you to speak and make that statement? And this is the way you make your Islam, you reflect before you speak. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا يَلْفِزُ مِنْ قَوْلِ إِلَّا لَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ أَتِيدٌ. And not a statement is made. Every word you utter, Allah Ta'ala says, there is an ever-ready God writing it. It comes in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says. Whatever statement you make, there is a God, is ever-ready, and is recording what you are writing. So when we speak, we must reflect and think and not just blurt out anything.